This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Khloe Kardashian and her ex, Tristan Thompson, they aren't together anymore, but he and his brother just moved in with her. So Khloe has two children with Tristan, and there's been so much drama with him cheating on her with, like, Kylie's best friend and cheating on her while she was pregnant, just all this stuff, that based off of one of the latest episodes of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, does seem like they're trying to make this co-parenting thing work. So on this episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, we see Khloe get this really shocking news that Tristan's mom died of a heart attack, and his mom had been the sole caretaker of Tristan's disabled brother. And then Tristan's home was like under construction and the roof caved in. So Khloe was like, of course, like, move in with me. I'll help you guys out. And then the sisters had been joking with her. She's like, isn't it funny how you wanted to have this total year of freedom? You wanted to have like no men and just like focus on your kids. And then all of a sudden God's like, haha, these are the plans you had, but I'm gonna switch them up for you.
Quote really resonated is, you don't have to treat me right in order for me to treat you right. And I was like, wow, that's kind of, that is prophetic coming from a Kardashian.
Yeah. And this isn't just like some random ex-boyfriend. This is baby daddy here also.
Mm-hmm. Babies.
Right. Boy, you talk about forgiveness. Mm-hmm. I don't have this kind of gear. She must have been humiliated so many times as he was messing around. And to bring him in just to do the right thing, that's a pretty big thing right there.
It's huge, and it's such a big deal for her kids, too, because you're setting such, A, an amazing example, but B, it's such an awesome show of respect for her kids' father, because regardless, like, what's done is done. Like, those are the father of her kids. They got to grow up and like make the best of it. So honestly, props to her. Like, the Kardashians are honestly pretty good people sometimes.
I think she's right, and it's commendable, but she is certainly a bigger person than me.
Yeah. She better than me.
I know a lot of women who would have felt like, you got 43 side chicks. You got plenty of places you can stay. You don't have to stay.
That is a great point.
Okay, also on this episode, Kylie Jenner says that she regrets getting plastic surgery. So here's the thing. If you see before and after photos of Kylie Jenner, it looks like a completely different person. 8 years ago, she just looks like a different person. She looks great now, but it's definitely, there have been some major changes.
There is a viral picture of her that started months and months ago, without makeup on, just walking around Los Angeles, and this was taken before she had all the surgeries. If I would have showed you the picture before it went viral and said, I give you 20 chances to guess who this is, you would have never gotten it right. She looks so incredibly different.
Yeah, and she has vehemently denied that she's never gotten any plastic surgery on her face. She's like, it's all filler. So when she came out and said that she got her breasts done, it was huge because she has very much downplayed the work that she's done. She's like, I've only gotten filler. And she actually says that she regrets getting her breasts done at 19.
This is the do as I say, not as I do conversation in about 15 years.
Yeah.
Right? Because she's going to go like, you had yours done, Mom.
I'm glad she's saying it publicly, though, because so many people and so many young women look up to her and follow her. And I mean, I remember the whole like lip saga, how her lips all of a sudden just and she was saying that she was like sucking on a cup and that's how it plumped them up. And then all these girls started sucking on cups cutting themselves.
I forgot about that.
You remember
that's
that?
Right.
And finally, Khloe was like, you have to come clean and tell people you got lip fillers. Like, you have to stop like letting these girls think that they can achieve this on their own.
Right. She was like, I'm just overlining my lips. Like, okay, girl, keep telling yourself that. Ariana Grande's new boyfriend's wife is finally speaking out about her, and you'll never guess what she called Ari. It's on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.